Elections well underway. I'm Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
Now's the time to make sure you and your family are ready.
Hillsborough County Emergency Management Director Timothy Dudley is Hurricane Ian, now a Category 2 storm, inches closer to Florida. Sustained winds now at 100 miles per hour. Fox Weather's Will Nunley in Clearwater.
Well, Clearwater Beach, everything under a mandatory evacuation. One of several counties, in fact, that are under these orders. We had some evacuations start for the Tampa area at about 2 o'clock this afternoon. So many thousands of people right now are on the move and on the interstates. People not working to only secure their homes right now, but their boats as well. Think about the thousands of boats here along this part of Florida.
Governor Ron DeSantis has already declared a state of emergency. The National Hurricane Center is predicting storm surge in Tampa Bay and surrounding waters of between 5 and 10 feet above normal. Police in Chicago say a man shot by officers earlier today climbed a fire escape to infiltrate a facility where officers were taking part in SWAT training and grabbed at least two guns.
The offender points those guns at officers and is fired upon and struck by one of the officers.
Police Superintendent David Brown, who says the suspect has non-life-threatening injuries. Brown said the man had asked where to go to retrieve personal property before entering the building. He's seen on video leaving the facility, then returning. Stocks go deeper into a slump as fears of recession grow. The Dow lost 329. The Nasdaq lost 65. The S&P minus 38. But there was some positive news.
You did have some of the popular big-name tech stocks rising, like Apple and Amazon. That says a lot when the rest of the market is down. And it also says a lot as bond yields spike. The 10-year was up 3.9%.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Edward Snowden, wanted on spying charges in the United States, is granted citizenship in Russia.
Snowden's been living in Russia since 2013. He went there to escape prosecution, wanted for leaking classified documents about government surveillance programs. He was working as a contractor for the National Security Agency. He's on a list of 75 foreign nationals granted citizenship by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Snowden's wife, also American, Lindsay Mills, will also be applying for a Russian passport now. They had a baby there in 2020. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The Biden administration is using Title VI of the Civil Rights Act to investigate environmental discrimination by state agencies and others that receive federal funds. A Pennsylvania pro-life activist has been arrested after authorities say he assaulted a 72-year-old man twice outside a clinic in Philadelphia.
The reason that federal agents would be involved in an assault case is because Mark Houck has been charged with violating the FACE Act, which makes it a federal crime to forcibly obstruct access to reproductive clinics. According to the indictment, Houck is accused of shoving a 72-year-old patient escort outside of a Philadelphia Planned Parenthood on two occasions last year. Now, Houck is well-known. He's a pro-life activist and Catholic men's counselor who would often pray outside of that location. That's according to his wife, Ryan Marie. She told the Catholic website LifeSite News that the altercation was actually her husband defending their son from harassment.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. TikTok could face what amounts to a $29 million fine in the UK over a possible breach of UK data protection law by failing to protect children's privacy when they are using the app. The UK Information Commissioner's Office says it's issued a legal document to the company. That's the first step before a potential fine. It says TikTok may have processed the data of children under 13 without appropriate parental consent and processed other data such as racial origin and political opinions without legal grounds to do so. I'm Lisa LaSera. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.